Today FM's Dermot and Dave. Ask me. Dermot and Dave's Ask Me Anything on Today FM.
Introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Paul Nagel. I'm a World Championship co-driver with the Hyundai World Rally Team. Today FM, Ask Me Anything.
Sam on Twitter asks, Paul, what do you love about rally driving that you just can't get in other types of racing?
On a rally stage, you can do all the speeding you want and do more or less break all the laws within reason.
So it's just a really well-organized joyride.
Well, yeah, at times, yeah, but at my level and World Championship level, it's all about beating the clock as well and beating your competitors.
Right. Lots of people have asked this question, which is, how come you're not a driver?
A lot of my drivers have said to me down through the years that I wouldn't be able to park a car in a bus stop. So I was never good at driving. I was always good with the other side of the car and doing maps. My driving ability wouldn't be great. Like.
And when would that have started then? You must have had an interest in motor racing in general. And when would you have realised that, well, do you know what? I want to be a co-driver.
I was always interested during school, and my parents was from a rallying background, and my dad was very involved in the rallying. And all of a sudden, when I finished school and started doing some co-driving with my mates, and it started off from a local rallying and local scene in Ireland, and I set my targets to go on to UK and European seasons, and eventually I got into the World Championship, and I've been there more or less now with the last 12 or 13 years with couple of different drivers. So I got to the very, very top, which was a dream for me. Started out as a young kid in similar things in soccer. You would say starting out playing football with your local club and getting all the way to the likes of Liverpool or Manchester United or Barcelona or Real Madrid. So
Yeah. In
those terms, I got to the very top, which was a massive feat for myself personally.
You must have incredible trust in your driver. Like most people, when they sit into a passenger seat of anything, don't trust the person they're with and find it actually more scary than driving themselves. Do you have to build that trust with a particular driver, or would you be able to sit in beside anyone and trust them the same way?
Well, when I started out, when I was a younger lad, I used to sit in with anyone and trusted everybody. But now as I got a bit older, and when you're in the World Championship, you're with a driver long term, you get to trust him from the very start. And you do maybe 10, 12 rallies a year, and you spend the weeks away at a time and everything. So you begin to build a relationship both inside and outside the car. And yeah, the trust between both of us is absolutely huge. There's not many other sports in the world where trust is so important, because the speeds we travel at and the directions I give the driver, he must drive accordingly. And the driver obviously must drive accordingly to what I tell him as well. So it's a real, real big trust.
Well, I see a lot of similarities in that kind of trust and the relationship that I have with Dermot here. I mean, because if you were to give your driver the wrong pace note, or if he was to not take your advice, you guys could plow off the side of a cliff. I mean, I could end up hitting take that instead of E17. Like the dramas are the same.
Our lives are at risk.
Yeah, well, if I call it wrong, if like our pace notes works like a gearbox, so if number six is flat out and number one is very slow, so if I call a one instead of a six, it's a huge accident. It's a bit like Take That or whatever song you put on by mistake. For sure, yeah.
Most of Dave's music choices are huge accidents. Cheesy tunes.
Well, talk to us about pace notes, Paul, because I think a lot of people, even if they have no interest in World Rally Championships, they understand the mad code that the fella is shouting at the driver, that it exists. They don't understand what it is. But can you give us a kind of a breakdown of what pace notes would be and how yours might differ from someone else's?
Well, every driver is completely different, and the co-driver will always write down what the driver tells him when he's doing the pace notes. And it's usually the new generation now when all the computer games, it's 1 to 6, which is six gear flat out, down to first gear, and then you've squares and hairpins, and then you measure all the distances in between the corners. So if I call a six right, that's a six gear right hand corner, and if I call a one left, it's a first gear left hand corner, and I must get my timing right compared to the speed of the car and get my timing correct to the speed of the driver as well inside. So it's a difficult thing to get right, but when you get it right, there's a math in it, and there's a bit of chemistry in it, and there's logic in it, and there's a bit of stupidity in it as well. So it's got a bit of everything.
Philip on Twitter says, do you ever suffer from car sickness when you're reading your pace notes at such high speed?
No, luckily enough, no. I wouldn't want to. If I was getting sick into the helmet or sick into the pace notes, I think I wouldn't be doing the job. I'd be at home very, very, very quickly.
Anyone who's ever watched rally driving on television knows that the people who stand watching it are idiots. because If it was me, I would be standing way back. But these guys are hanging over walls, on corners, with a big smile on their face, not aware that the car could plow into them at any point. Do you find it freaky when the crowds are so close to the road?
You don't really take any notice of them, really. But now, in the level right now, the safety is so big that they're never on a part of a corner where it's dangerous. And they always stand reasonably well back from the ditch, but you don't expect to go off in a straight line or anything like that. They can be close to the road there, but in generally the safety in the World Championship now is so advanced that they're well looked after, and they're pretty clever people out there as well. They're not stupid. They don't stand in stupid places most of the time, but at times you have these special people, right, that do want to get very, very close to the car, and you just have to put out your mind.
Yeah, I would be standing in the wrong place, definitely.
A lot of people have been wondering about the safety of the cars, because we recently spoke to a Red Bull Formula One performance coach, Patrick Harding, and he was talking about, you know, how the halo in the car and the whole... You know, the whole car is designed around the safety of the driver, obviously speed as well. What about the World Rally cars? I mean, there's obviously roll cages, you're wearing helmets. Is there much more involved in safety now than there was maybe 10 or 15 years ago?
Yeah, there's huge protection now in the new World Rally cars. We have obviously the cage protection, although it's like a little cocoon we're inside. And we've side impact protection as well, full of foam. We wear hands devices around our necks to protect our necks. Obviously the helmets, and you've all the safety fireproof gear. So, like, you're like inside in a cage, inside in the car, and the resources they've done over the last number of years to keep us safe has taken massive leaps with the FIA and the governing bodies of the World Championship. So you're reasonably safe inside in the car at all times.
The West Cork Bull on Twitter asks, have you any mad tales of just getting your notes or any instructions really wrong?
Yeah, but I wouldn't have them for public air, I don't think. I've made a few mistakes down through the years. It's like anything, I suppose. If you regard a co-driver, can be regarded a bit like a goalkeeper. He can make all the big saves in the world, and then if one goes under his legs, it'll be make plenty headlines, and that's the way we're treated. So I've been at this 15-20 years, and I have made a couple of mistakes, and there's a few tales about a few mistakes, but there's a few ones as well that I've gotten away with, and broken the rules slightly to get away with it as well. So, yeah, it goes around.
I'm just intrigued again. Like, so let's say you're coming up to a corner and it's very obviously a 90-degree turn or whatever. So it's a one, you know, first gear. And yeah, you shout four because you're distracted or you get it wrong, whatever. Is the driver just going to blindly follow you four and plow the car into whatever? Or will he go, this idiot doesn't know what he's talking about, I'm going into one? You know what I mean?
I did it a few years ago. And I called a five instead of a two, and we went straight off the road down the ravine.
Okay, right. So the driver really is listening
left
to you.
No, right.
If I tell him go through a wall, he'll go through a wall. So unfortunately, I wouldn't want to be doing it too often.
Have you ever had a bad crash? Well, obviously you did when you went into a ravine, but has a crash ever made you think twice about doing what you're doing?
No, I've had probably more hits than the Beatles at times with crashes and everything down through the years. But no, I've had more injuries playing soccer and football growing up as a young lad. And when I went into this sport, I've had a few bruises and a few big accidents. That comes with the territory. But no, I'm luckily enough, touch wood at the moment, that I've had no major accidents, no major injuries or anything, but a couple of scrapes and bruises, that's all.
Marty O'Neill on Instagram wants to know about video games. Have you ever tried the WRC or Dirt Rally games, and how does that compare to real driving?
I used to when I was a bit younger, and I was on the front cover of WRC 7 or 8. But now I have two young kids at 3 and 1, and they're way busier than any PlayStation games or console games. So unfortunately, no. But they're not really realistic. They show some of the stages, but you'll never get the speed and the adrenaline of the speed sitting on a in front of your TV. And it's easy to press the reset button as well when you crash.
Yeah, definitely.
You must have felt like a hero getting on the cover of a proper like PlayStation game.
Yeah, you probably don't take all these things for granted at the moment when you're in this little bubble in the World Championship. And I have one out in the garage with my picture in front of it. So I suppose when I sit back and retire, maybe look back at all these things and realize maybe, geez, I did do something good in my rallying career.
Well, actually, talk to us about the length of a co-driver's rally career, because you said yourself you've had a number of drivers, but you've moved on yourself and you've been the co-driver for different people. How long do you think you can do it?
Well, there's no real lifespan on it. You can stop whenever you want, but it's the travelling around the world, and you're on maybe 80, 90 flights a year, and that takes the toll from time to time. And like I'm just starting my 40s now, and you can go another 3 or 4 years, and I have 5 World Championship rally wins and 14 podiums in the World Championship. So there's no other Irishman has done that yet. So there's a few more years left to me yet. And as long as I keep enjoying it and keep the nerve and keep on top of it and keep at the sharp end, I'll keep at it for another few years as long as the drives are there for me.
Yeah, hope so. An incredibly illustrious career you've had. We leave the last question to the Counter Deli on Instagram, who asks, do you use Google Maps?
I actually use Google Maps to get me from the hotel to the airports or airports or hotels, but that's really it. Everything else is written down in the book here, and I have to follow the numbers and that.
Yeah, you don't want to hear when you're going at like 120 miles an hour down a dirt track, recalculating.
Please do a U-turn. Listen, thanks so much for talking to us, Paul Nagle, World Rally Championship co-driver with Hyundai. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Thanks,
bye.
Paul.
Ask me. Dermot and Dave's Ask Me Anything on Today FM. Dermot and Dave, listen live on air from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.